Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. More chefy, Eric-y way of calling it, Le Cordon Green. And this is a beautiful cooking center, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
this is
state-of-the-art stuff right here.
Absolutely.
And you only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18 eggs to work with. Gee, do you have enough?
I think I do, yeah. I've already started working with one of them.
And, of course, today is National Cheese Doodle Day.
Yeah.
You ever had a cheese doodle?
I have no idea what that is.
Well, they're good. Also, you will love this one, and we're going to have a little histoire. It is National Absinthe Day.
Ah.
And you'll talk about the right way to do absinthe.
I can definitely talk about absinthe-mindedness.
Yeah. And World Salt Awareness Week. And, boy, have things changed about salt awareness in the last 2 years.
Yep.
So all that and so much more, but first, it is BFB. What does that mean today, Chef Eric?
Well, it's Bachelor Cooking for Bob. See, Bob is my friend who moved down from Pennsylvania. And he's a bachelor, an eligible bachelor, by the way, ladies, just saying.
He does have a rather becoming look about him.
You know, he does well. But he just moved into a new place. And now he can't have an egg on his balcony. So these recipes can be modified to cook in an oven.
Well, we couldn't do it without the help today of Chef D.
That's right.
Famous Chef D of the Big Green Egg is in the house.
It is.
And he set everything up so that we could play here today.
So I could just waltz in and the eggs are already fired up and going.
Telling you, he is a consummate pro.
But so I wanted to make these recipes simple, approachable, and something that you could do pretty easily at home by yourself.
Are you suggesting for a moment that Bob is simple-minded?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, just asking. There's qualification. People are sitting out there going, "Gee, Chef Eric is dissing his friend." But see,
no.
I am here to stand up for Bob and for you. I only think about both of you.
You're just a troublemaker.
Pot kettle calling.
Yeah. So I wanted to make these recipes something that you can, easily do at home, and using some pretty common ingredients. As a matter of fact, one of these is going to use pre-done biscuit dough, and
nice.
We're going to use some great tortillas and stuff like that.
Some what?
Tortillas.
Why do you always have to sound like you have some Hispanic heritage about you?
Because I do.
Oh.
So does Bob, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you say, when people come up to you, "Hey, Bob, would you like to go get some Taco Bell?" And you would say, "No, I can't eat there. The tortillas aren't right." No, you don't. Please, Bob.
No, I don't think he does.
Think so,
by the way, Taco Bell isn't Latin food. So I wanted to make them, approachable. And so we're going to start out. I've actually got some chicken going already on the egg, straight on direct
what
heat.
What kind of chicken?
I've got thighs, just because I like thighs. They're juicier. Well, there's more fat in them.
Depends on the chicken.
I'm talking about chicken thighs.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But I love thigh meat. Thigh meat.
Yeah, it's the best, by the way. It's if you're just getting a Big Green Egg, start with chicken thighs.
Yes.
Make sure you get yourself some Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub.
Of course.
Which,
and where can you get it?
Well, right here at the retail center for... The Big Green Egg, as a matter of fact, the folks that we just had here in the room that we were talking to, I directed him to some Love Rub for
his
pork butt. So
that was not
a comment on him. He was doing a pork butt, that's all.
And nothing compliments your butt like Chef and a Fat Man Love Rub.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start actually cooking here and just start talking. I'm going to take some onions.
Not just any onions.
These are real sweet
Peruvian
onions from Schumann Produce, of course.
The sweetest onions on earth.
And it is literally the sweetest onions on earth. And by the way, if you don't have these onions at your store, shame on them. You need to tell
them.
You need to tell them to fix that. So let me get this temperature down a little bit. I'm on the induction burner. And these things get hot, stay hot, especially in a nice cast iron skillet, like the one I'm using here. I'm using about a 3-inch high side, 12-inch cast iron skillet. I got some of those onions. I diced them, adding a little bit of salt, I'm going to add some cumin.
Not just any salt, because it's National Salt Awareness Week.
Well, I'm actually using kosher fine sea salt.
There you go.
But I would love to use some pink Himalayan salt here, or real salt, which is a mined salt as well. It has all the trace minerals still in place. So this dish that we're going to start working on here. The chicken I have out on the egg, by the way, I just salted a little bit of garlic paste, a little bit of pepper, and just put it straight on the egg. And that's going to cook for about 15 minutes or so. We'll check them partway through.
I have a question for you, Chef.
Yeah.
When people are barbecuing, I see this happen all the time. They take their steaks, they take their chicken, and they immediately start pouring rubs all over it and things all over it. I have found that some of the best-tasting steaks are just nothing more than butter, the right salt, and the right pepper.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, again, having a family from Argentina,
mm-hmm.
Cooking meat is one of the things that's literally passed down from generation to generation.
It
is a science, and the funny thing is that you never do anything but salt and pepper on the meat, and you do it right before you put it on the grill. It's not done in advance because that will start to break down the cell walls. You'll lose juice.
You're pulling the juice out of the meat.
Yeah. So the idea isn't to brine your meat before you cook it.
Right.
Not on a steak. That may be other things, but not on a steak. So anyway, I've got my – I added a little bit of cumin, some salt to this onions. I've got a little bit of garlic paste that I put in there.
Nice.
That's that garden fresh gourmet stuff. And so that cumin gives it a great sort of Latin aroma to it.
And the smell is
You could
amazing.
Also use some paprika in here, by the way. All right. Now what I'm going to do is I've got that pan back on the burner. Don't use a different pan. Don't wash it out. Use the same cast iron pan. You could do this on the egg, by the way, but since we're doing the radio show, it's hard to broadcast egg side. So I'm going to take about 3 tablespoons of butter.
Not just any butter.
This is Kerrygold grass-fed butter, of course. And we're going to melt that in that same pan that I was just using for the onions. We're setting those onions aside. And what we've got here is a few different types of beef that I'm going to be adding in here. I've got ground veal, and I've got ground beef, both grass-fed, just because that's how I roll. And there's so much good grass-fed out there now that you don't need anything but that.
Well, I think, too, the price has come down and made it more reasonable for the average person. I mean, I've seen grass-fed beef out there now down to $4.99 and $5.99, more $5.99, but still, I've seen it as low as $4.99, and you never saw that before. You saw it $8.99, $9.99, and it just wasn't.
I've actually seen it at Whole Foods on special for $3.99 a pound.
Oh, my God.
For their grass-fed beef, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, all right. I've got a pound of beef and a pound of ground veal in here, and now I'm going to just start breaking it up with some tongs.
Now, are you putting the veal in there because you are kind of a food snob, or could you use 2 pounds of ground beef like the average blue-collar person?
No, I like the veal. I like the flavor of the veal.
Okay,
it gives it some softness. And what the dish is that we're preparing here? No, not softness on your skin.
Oh.
I don't know what that was. the food that we're preparing, this is a cheeseburger frittata.
Wait, no, no.
Yeah, it's a cheeseburger frittata.
No, you do not put anything before or after a cheeseburger.
It's a cheeseburger frittata.
Oh, God.
And I'm doing that just to annoy you, but that's what it is.
You are. At least you're not using turkey meat.
No, I'm not using turkey meat. This is all beef. So, but here's the thing. With the frittata, what we're going to be doing is we're going to create the ground beef first. And you can do this on the egg in a Dutch oven or a handleless, just with two small handles.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a rondo that's cast iron. You could do that on the egg as well. But ultimately, we're going to transfer it into a springform pan, and then we're going to top it with some special stuff and then bake it in the egg.
Oh, man. That sounds absolutely delicious, but it is not a burger.
It is, actually. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be adding cheese right here to
this. So you're going to have a meat dish with cheese.
Meat, cheese.
Bacon?
You could add bacon.
Bacon is one of those things you could add to everything, including cornflakes, and it would taste good.
This is true. I'm surprised they haven't come out with bacon-flavored cornflakes.
You know, they could. You know what you do? You make the cornflake, and you take a maple syrup bacon on it, you know, kind of like a coating, like Frosted Flakes. I mean, that would be killer.
Works for me. I'm not going to argue with that. Oh, they've got bacon-flavored, whiskeys now.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried that?
I have, and it's actually very good.
No kidding.
Yeah, some of the bourbons. A lot of the good gastropubs or good bars are
like doing Cherry Street?
They've done their own infusions in the past.
Well, we're going to infuse a commercial break right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live from Le Cordon Green in beautiful, beautiful Norfolk.